This is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. The dictionary describes the meaning of outrageous as shocking and morally unacceptable. God's love is outrageous. In other words, thoroughly undeserved. Humanity was never able to take any steps, initiate a single project that might in some way secure God's love. In fact, humanity chose to step away from God and take personal responsibility for the course of all mortality. There was no way to secure God's love, save for the grace of God. An intervention that was inspired and enacted by God, even as humanity continued with its own distorted dance of self-love. Self-love only ever leads to inaction and sterility. God saw well beyond self-satisfaction. In order to offer an opportunity for recovery of intimate relationship between God and humanity. Intimacy lies at the very heart of love. Today, intimacy with God is a given. Trouble is that we can take this intimacy for granted and fail to see the price paid and the response required. It was the poet T.S. Eliot who spoke of an age of moderate virtue and moderate vice. In other words, we can all too easily settle for a middle way that is neither hot nor cold. As if in some way this is the life well lived, for it is devoid of extremes. Yet outrageous love is love lived at the extreme. It is the incarnation itself always realized within the shadow of the cross and the death that purchases the fullness of life after which we all aspire. I confess I have been challenged throughout my life with moderation and extreme. To live at the extremity of what I know in search of that which I have yet to grasp, both in understanding and reality, is uncomfortable. It risks abandonment and isolation from what is presented as normalized Christian living. It self-evidently runs the risk of mistakes, for what truth was ever settled upon without working through any number of misjudged, mistaken steps? Yet the attitude was never reactionary nor destructive. It was born out of a deep and passionate desire to connect more completely with truth. Many struggle with the moral basis for the incarnation and crucifixion of Jesus. Yet this is where love is indeed shockingly outrageous. Perhaps more challenging is the invitation it extends to all of humanity to take note and to follow. What if the church was to become recognizable due to its outrageous love? Then its critics truly would have something to wrestle with. As we enter into the God space today, it is perhaps time both to reflect upon the outrageous nature of God's love. That reflection may well shake up your world. It will highlight the place and purpose of moderation in an age that surely increasingly demands an outrageous response led from the church. Amen. I have lived a lot of years, many good, but many merely characterized by moderation. Time for me at least to respond outrageously to God's outrageous love. Please do write to micah.jazz@premier.org.uk and share any of your thoughts, reflections and ideas. I'd love to dialogue with you and will write back personally and in confidence as soon as I can. And visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope, where you can join our growing Voice of Hope family and follow along with these daily meditations at home. Also join me this Sunday for Premier Life, as well as for Be Still and Know throughout the week. But for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.